Dictation for Jacqueline Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, November 12, 38. Address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N-P-A-C, 775-1640. Dear Kaylin, follow-up for Mrs. Curtis, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit November. Left-sided lumpectomy. Apparently, it was not cancer. This is like a week ago. No complications. Treatment for post-cataract surgery, both eyes requiring laser. Blairite improved. She has prior gallbladder surgery and intermittently diarrhea. They are doing a liver ultrasound tomorrow. Frequent nausea, dry hips but no vomiting, loose stools but no bleeding, weight up although eating less, chronic changes on the voice for the last 2 years without change, prior evaluation ENT Dr. Cox, COX, also for decreased hearing goes to CMU wearing hearing aids to see allergies, as that might be the reason for the hoarseness. Dr. Horval, H-O-R-V-A-L. Review system done, medication list review. I will highlight beta blockers, losartan, HCTC. She stopped herself the Lipitor. Remains on treatment for thyroid condition with methomazole, M-E-T-H-M-A-Z-O-L-E. Present weight 171, blood pressure 126.53. No localized rallwises, no gross arrhythmia, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, April creatinine 1.79. And that will be still close to baseline for the last few years. Present GFR 27 stage 4, anemia 11.6. Electrolytes were not done. Normal albumin, minor increased calcium, normal phosphorus. Back in March, close to normal electrolyte acid base. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, slow progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, underlying hypertension, no obstruction or urinary retention, does not need EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, numbers are stable, tolerating ARB and other blood pressure medicines. Above comorbidity, as discussed. Chronic incontinence, which is baseline. She mentioned night cramps and also some daytime muscle cramps, but no severe ulcerations or claudications or discolor of the toes. Plan to see her back on the next 6 months.